Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Bloomberg Business of Sports.
COVID has been so devastating. And to see 38,000 people at Fenway Park, it was really emotional and rewarding.
On the business side, from ticket sales to jersey sales, revenues were up. Everything was really good. It was a really solid year.
I realized that at the beginning of 2019, it would be a very unique opportunity in terms of a lot of contracts being up at the same time and a lot of exciting young wrestlers being available to go out and start a wrestling company.
The country is finally deeply getting the memo about how amazing this sport is. I think the sky's the limit for MLS.
Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
Welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. We're here each and every week for you Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And Wednesday, you know what that means. It's Fantasy Sports Wednesday. And the experts are here, the super-duper experts. We have Rich Truman in one corner. We have Damian Sassauer in another corner. And I'm here with my pen to pick up any tips I can get on my team. And you talk about Week 9, upsets galore. Everything got messed up left and right. The Saints, you know what? I'm sorry. I'll never trust the Saints in any Survivor League ever again. This two times this season, the Saints were supposed to win by 7 points this past one with the Atlanta, and of course they lost that one.
But there was no bigger upset than the Bills Jaguar games, in my opinion. I mean, the Jaguars' defense was unbelievable, and you know who would ever think that the Bills wouldn't even score a touchdown? That was a 9-6 final. But like you said, there were a lot of upsets that week, and you just happened to be one that got knocked out.
Yeah, it was like almost, 200 players in that, and I thought I was doing well, and then two times burned by the Saints. But hey, let's digress. Let's talk now about Week 10. I can't believe we have gone this far. Pickups, quarterbacks. Anybody you see out there?
Well, for me, it's got to be Devin Singletary versus the Jets, right? I mean, Zach Moss left last week's game against Jacksonville, so even if he does come back, he should be limited in some capacity. So I think Devin Singletary should have a pretty big day. And the other one who kind of jumps out at me, D'Ernest Johnson, Cleveland, right? Mm-hmm. Nick Chubb, I think, has COVID. You know, COVID is becoming a bigger thing in the NFL these past few weeks. And so, you know, he had a good game a few weeks back, and he should probably run rampant this weekend.
Anybody you see, Rich?
Well, it's my sleeper pick for the week. I like Taylor Heinicke of Washington. They're playing Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is coming off a tough loss, I believe, to New Orleans the week before. Mm-hmm. They had a bye week. I expect a lot of points from Tampa Bay in that game, and I think Taylor Heinicke is going to be playing catch-up, and I think him and McLaurin could be a pretty good connection if you're looking on the fantasy daily leagues.
I tell you, one quarterback that I'm looking at, and if he's still out there, Matt Ryan, because he looked decent when he was playing against the Saints, and I like him, and now he's going to go to the Cowboys. He's got to play the Cowboys now. I like him. I think he's going to be slinging it around all over the place.
Yeah, I think so also. Dallas obviously is coming off a very disappointing loss, and a lot of people had them in their survivor pool, and they were ousted by the Broncos. But, you know, Kyle Pitts has gotten 10, 8, 6, and 7 targets the last four games, so I expect him to be heavily involved in the offense. And Calvin Ridley's still out for a couple of weeks. But Cordell Patterson has kind of made that offense click. Yeah. They play him at running back. They play him at wide receiver. They're a more efficient offense with him. So I expect a lot of points in that game also.
That's my sleeper of the week, Tony Pollard versus the Falcons. You know, I mean, I think he's had a fluctuating role, you know, all season long. But Zeke exited last week briefly with a knee contusion. And, you know, as you rightly point out, the Cowboys are 9-point favorites. So, you know, if the game gets out of hand, Pollard should capitalize.
I got to talk about wide receivers because there's one out there, free agency, and I guess the marriage between OBJ and Cleveland just didn't work out. And he's out there as of this taping. Would you go pick him up, Damian?
Yeah, no, I definitely would, especially if he winds up in some place like Kansas City, right? So, I mean, there's definitely upside there. I mean, but, you know, he's notoriously been bad for the locker room, and, you know, a lot of teams are shying away from him here. But, yeah, no, I think if he goes to a proper team in the right situation, he can produce.
I think that a lot of fantasy players still have him on their team, so I don't think he's widely available in many leagues, though.
Yeah, I think he is on some teams. Maybe. I won't say. Anyway, just take a look at my roster. So I'm hoping somebody picks. But he wants to go to a contender. So, I mean, the teams that need him, he doesn't want to go to. And the teams that are doing well, I'm wondering if they're going to deal with him. So we'll see how that plays out. Any other wide receivers that you see?
Maybe not the wide receivers, but certainly some tight ends stand out. I mean, we know George Kittle came back with a big week, 6 receptions for 101 and a touchdown. But Pat Freiermuth?
Penn State.
All that man does is score touchdowns. He's averaging something on the order of 16, 17 points per game over the last 3 games. And Big Ben's looking a little bit better. So he should definitely continue to produce in that environment.
How about Dan Arnold on Jacksonville? They got him in a trade earlier this year. He's a lot of targets, 10 targets against Seattle 2 weeks ago, 7 targets against Buffalo. Jacksonville has a tough matchup against the Colts. Colts probably put a lot of points up on the board with Jonathan Taylor. So he's a safety valve. He might be a good pickup. But I have a trivia question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
What player outside of quarterback leads the league in touchdowns with 11?
Currently this season?
Yes, this season. No, 1972, Michael.
I would say Terry Bradshaw.
This season, non-quarterback, who leads?
To James Conner.
Yes, sir.
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
And speaking of injuries.
Monster 40-point performance last week. Monster performance. And now with Chase Edmonds likely to go on the IR after being diagnosed with a high ankle sprain, he's primed for at least 3 weeks of a full workload. My fantasy football quant strategist, Chad Minnick, loves him this week.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chad and I both love him. I mean, he's been great, 11 touchdowns, really hot lately. And like you said, Chase Edmonds out for a couple of weeks. Good pickup if he's available. I'm sure he's not, though.
You know, we were talking about tight ends, and there's one that I'm looking at, and it's my sleeper pick of the week, Tyler Conklin. Because he's been getting some targets from Minnesota, and I like him. So he's playing the Chargers this upcoming week, and I'm just wondering if that might be a decent pickup if you're desperate for a tight end. What do you think?
No, I agree. I think the over-under in that game is 52. I think it's probably the second highest over-under that we see on the week after Falcons-Cowboys. So should be a lot of points. There should be some production to go around. I like that pick.
Don't ask me about Survivor because I can't do a blasted thing in this thing. But if you're still in it and if you can still play it, how about Tennessee?
Titans have been great lately. They've beaten some quality teams. They play the Saints, who 1 week turn it on, 1 week turn it off. So it could be a tough matchup. But Titans are a possibility. But a lot of people, you know, used up the Bills, and the Bills play the Jets, so they would be a great pick this week. The Broncos had a great game against Dallas. Do you trust them against the Eagles? I kind of don't. Colts over the Jaguars, I think, would be an obvious one also if the Colts are still available.
You're right about the Saints being a Jekyll and Hyde kind of team. I don't trust them one blast. They have really made me mad. It's like, and I got knocked out last season because I played the Saints. And you don't know what the Sam Hill you're going to get from this team. So we'll see. But anyway, as usual.
Well, the one thing about the Titans that you can't ignore is that defensive line. I mean, they have really stepped it up, and that defense looks great. I mean, they are definitely a team to be reckoned with now. And look, I mean, I even picked up that defense in a couple of my other leagues. So, yeah, you know, I think the Titans are real even without Derrick Henry.
One last thing. Chiefs-Raiders used to be a high-scoring game all the time. Do we expect that? And it's another guy I like this week. I like Josh Jacobs a lot. Raiders are at home. Raiders coming off a bad loss against the Giants. Rivalry game. I could see Josh Jacobs getting a lot of carries in that game if he's healthy. So that's one guy I like. But do you guys think it's usually high-scoring in years past, but something's happened to that Kansas City offense?
Something is going on, and something is going on with Pat Mahomes. I mean, obviously he's a standout quarterback, but, it's one thing when you're playing for a contract. It's another thing when you've got the contract, and I'm wondering if that's getting in his head a bit.
See, I think the real reason that Patrick Mahomes and the offense isn't producing is because of the defense. I mean, that secondary is awful, 31st in the league. So, that's really the problem. I mean, with Kansas City continually having to, throw the ball, air it out, put up points in order to keep up, I just don't think that that's a recipe for success over the long term. And I think that's really what's impacting Mahomes' numbers this year.
And I agree also. And as a matter of fact, I think they're going to the running game more to keep their defense off the field. So, and we saw what the Giants did. They put two safeties all the way back, and the other teams are making the Chiefs run the ball or dink and dunk against them.
Folks, I hope you had your pen as you were listening to the podcast. Don't get your pen while you're driving the car. But, of course, pick up these tips because the dudes of fantasy, Rich Truman and Damian Sassauer, are great. And I hope you picked up some great tips from those guys because I did, and I'm just sitting here listening. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. We're here Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. I'm Michael Barr on Twitter at Big Barr Sports. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports, and you can catch us anywhere you get your Apple Podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for the Future Investor Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.